Good morning. It's good to connect with you today on this Wednesday for our midweek devotional from McClave and Wiley United Methodist Churches. It is a cold one out there in southeast Colorado today, and so if you are out working in the elements, if you're working with calves as they are born, or working on the highway, I appreciate all your efforts, or if you're out working construction, or whatever you find yourself, however you find yourself outside today, I appreciate your efforts, and my prayers are with you as it's cold, and pray for your safety and for God's protection as you are out working in the elements. Today we'll follow our regular pattern of devotion as we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on it, and then close in prayer. I invite you to open in prayer with me. Our opening prayer is from the Book of Common Prayer, so I invite you to pray. So let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us, we beseech thee, the liberty of that abundant life which thou hast manifested to us in thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture today is from 2 Corinthians. We'll be in chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6. So I invite you to hear these words from the Apostle Paul. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has have blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This passage of scripture reminds me of how we can become distracted, how we can become pulled away from what really matters. It uses a little bit of imagery of, you know, we are, as followers of Christ, you know, connected with God, and we reflect the image of Christ. And those who are not following Christ, they are kind of given an impression that they're, you know, looking after something else, chasing something else. But if we're really honest, as followers of Christ, we too can become distracted. We can be pulled away by things that may promise us life, may promise us, you know, the love that we receive from God in a different way. Our own desires, selfish desires, our sin and brokenness can all pull us away from the life that is shared in Christ. The temptations of this world certainly can be appealing. It can feel good in the moment. It can make us feel like we're doing the right thing in that moment even. But I believe the gospel that comes from Christ, the gospel that gives us life, I believe is what truly gives us life. There are many things in this world that will promise us life, that will promise us hope, might make us feel good, make us even feel right and righteous. But it is not the true life. It is not the true light that comes from Christ. I like how Paul concludes this paragraph that we read from, you know, really grounding it in the creation of the world, and even I would say in the Gospel of John, in verse 6 there, it's, "For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." As followers of Christ, we are grounded in this light, the light that God created, and the light that is found in Christ. We can get drawn into the darkness. We can get drawn away from that light. But let us take this moment and be reminded of how we are grounded in that light, and how even if we have, you know, gone off the path, if we are find ourselves struggling, if we are being tempted by the darkness, that we can be renewed, we can be brought back into the light. I believe the light is not unattainable if we've fallen astray, that our sin and our brokenness does not keep us separated from Christ forever, for we can be forgiven. We can be renewed, and we're given that second, that third, that fourth, maybe even a tenth chance even. For the grace of God is abundant. God's grace that comes from that light in Christ, is with us always. So let us be grounded in the light. Let us be grounded in the hope and in the gospel that comes from Christ, even when the world is tempting. For we are a people of light. We are a people of Christ. Amen. Well, at this moment, I invite us to take time to pause. And we'll follow a pattern of prayer and pausing that we do on Sunday mornings at Wiley and McClave, where we'll be in a moment of silent prayer. And then we pray together and close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us take that moment to pause and to pray. Let us pray. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And may we pray, as your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth. Go into your day and your week knowing the light that comes from God, the light that comes from Christ, a light that is with us and surrounds us as we go through our days. The darkness may be strong, the darkness may be tempting, it may even feel good, but the light is truly good. The light that is found in Christ, the hope that is found in Christ because of God's love for us. That is a true light that we are called to follow and to surround ourselves in. Go in the hope of Christ and go in the peace and light of our Savior. Amen.